Hi, I'm James Wedmore, host of the Mind Your Business podcast, and I've built an eight-figure-a-year company selling digital products around my knowledge and expertise. In fact, this is what I've been doing in multiple niches for the past 15 years. And if you've ever wanted to do the same, or maybe you're trying, but you can't seem to get any traction, here's how I can help. As you can guess, you need an audience if you want to sell your stuff, right? But what if I told you that you don't need a big audience? You don't need millions of followers to get started. In fact, we see that it's with just your first 100 leads where you really start getting some momentum. I mean, think about it. Imagine that you're on the stage of a room filled with just 100 people in that audience right now. That's a lot of people. You don't think that a few of them would walk up to you after your talk and ask, "Hey, how can I keep working with you?" Of course they would. And that's why I created Your First 100 Leads. It's a 14-video step-by-step training mini course that walks you through exactly how to get your first 100 leads fast. And the feedback and results from this free program have been amazing. Diane Shepherd said, "This is one of the best trainings I've ever taken." Jake Curry said, "We have had 753 people sign up for this free training. Are you kidding me?" Dan Netting said, "I'm currently going through the First 100 Leads training, and James, I gotta say, it's brilliant. This training is A to Z complete, and the best part is it's absolutely free." To register, simply click the link in the show notes of this episode. Thanks so much, and I'll see you there.
You're listening to a bonus mini-sode on the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I have a potential client that is very interested in services, but they are so busy running their business, they haven't signed the agreement. I want to reach out to them again to circle back and get things going. I know they have not done any of 2023. How would you approach this to not be bothersome or cumbersome and to be able to get this rolling slowly? So my recommendation on this, because I've done this too, this type of follow-up is, hey, we are now in November. Like, do a personal reach out. Don't make it like a blast email that goes to everybody. Reach out to them personally, type up the email, or even do a phone call and say, "Hey, we had talked back in whatever month, we had talked about doing your bookkeeping and you seemed really interested. I just wanted to get back on your radar because we are now in November and pretty soon things are going to start getting really busy for me. So the price that I quoted you is actually going to increase if you wait until December. So if you want me to do the catch up and get at the front of the queue so that you have your stuff ready for tax time and don't have to do an extension, let's sign the contract now and get this rolling." And then you can say, "If you're no longer interested, please just reply back and let me know either way." And that way they have the information. If you have quoted them, you can even say what the price is going to increase to, because I truly do believe that you should be, especially proposals that are out there, if they don't have an expiration date, or if they do have an expiration date and it hasn't quite expired yet, you could say the proposal is expiring on XYZ date. And after that, we have to give you a new proposal with new pricing because the demand is increasing and we have to be able to manage the work. So yeah, I would approach it that way. I've had to reach out like that too. And it does light a fire under people. If they're way too busy to do this right now, they're going to be the type that come to you on April 1st and be like, "Hey, can you do my 2023? And like, I need to file taxes in a few days." It's like, no, nope, sorry. You know what I mean? So get ahead of it now so you don't have to say no later. And maybe they aren't interested anymore, but this still gets on their radar and holds them accountable to at least telling you that.
Thank you to everyone who helps make this podcast possible. Content and interviews are produced by me, Serena Hsu. Our intro and outro music is written and performed by my brother, Ian Gilliam. Editing is also by Ian, using his awesome sound engineering skills along with Descript software. Hosting and publishing is by Buzzsprout. And you can check out the show notes for links to all of these amazing resources and resources mentioned in the episode.
Be ambitious.